happens next. The rules on lockdown were pretty clear. I mean, yes, there were different rules for different countries, but it was pretty unambiguous, what you could and couldn't do. Agreed, some people's interpretation of what was allowed and what wasn't allowed perhaps wasn't quite in line with what the governments had in mind. But the reality of moving from lockdown back into an opening up of the rules becomes quite complex. In the UK, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales and England will all have different timings, different rules, different ways of approaching it. But in addition, if they start to see a pickup again of COVID-19 numbers, the government has said they will reimpose some rules, potentially regionally. So a bit of yo-yoing, if you like. But that's the least that we need to worry about. Perhaps the biggest concern is the fact that we've had best part of 2 months now of people being locked down. That's a generally held opinion that something that's repeated for 2 months becomes habit. So is working from home a habit, not commuting a habit? I accept there are whole swathes of industry, whole swathes of the economy that have continued to work or adapted themselves already. And I understand also that some industries are starting to go back to work. But people will not be rushing back to work. They'll be asking of their employer, perhaps, that they can commute at different times, perhaps work from home more often. For those who've been on busy commuter trains or certainly in central London on the underground, it's probably not a bad thing. But what does that mean for you as a company? What does that mean for you, particularly in the retail industry? Let's take a coffee shop in just near to a residential area. It's probably going to be busy, but not hugely busy, as people adapt and change. And people are perhaps not that bothered about going to the coffee shop anymore. They probably do. They're socialising more at home. But in large commercial centres, possibly less. People won't be going to the office, say, in the City of London as much. And if they do, their habits will have changed perhaps. So how do you adapt to that? Habits aren't just about what we do, but they're also about how companies adapt and about how companies change their messaging and marketing. So what have you done to prepare yourselves for this? The world is changing. Your customers are changing. Have you changed? Up until this point, there's been a number of things you can do. Have you segmented your customers and your suppliers? A few weeks ago, we talked about financial preparedness and segmenting customers into three groups and segmenting your suppliers into three groups. If you did that and then evaluated each of those groups, have you made those tough decisions? Have you invested the time in the customers that you see real long-term value in to get close to them, to build a relationship with them, even though you can't sell to them? Have you looked at your suppliers? Have you analysed the kind of relationship you want with those suppliers, and what does that mean? Have you been using social media to reach out to the customers that you can't engage with directly and sell to? Are you finding new customers by generating content? A couple of weeks ago, we looked at the content marketing matrix and what that means. Have you embraced that idea of understanding how to use different content to get different messages across? Are you engaging with your customers by telephone, not to sell to them, but just to let them know that you're still trading, you're still doing, and you still value their business? What are you doing about keeping in touch with your potential customers of the future and your current customers that you want still to be customers in the future? Are you investing time now to make sure that when the regulations do change, you can make the most of it? And when the doors finally open, when the shackles are taken off, whatever phrase you prefer to use, don't look at your cash flow, look at your cash forecasts. Prepare for a slowdown in the market and prepare for recession. We are going to go into recession, if not already. But also people's buying habits will have changed. A lot of people will be living on a lower income, having been furloughed. Yes, they're spending less, but they've also got used to that. They've got used to spending less, and they perhaps now want to save a bit more money. Whereas people with debts had problems going into this, they probably have bigger problems out. So your customer base has changed. The first thing you might think of is, well, let's do some discounts, let's run some campaigns, let's get some customers through the door. My recommendation is hold your nerve, stay steady, don't discount. You may want to run campaigns, you may want to run incentives, you may want to encourage people to come and see you, but that's all about building relationships. That's not just about taking money off the price. Be creative with your campaigns. Use marketing and advertising to reach out to people to build a dialogue. And what are you doing with the local social infrastructure? When people come into your shop and they say, what did you do during lockdown? Did you do anything to look after those around you? People will value that much more than they used to. It's going to get much tougher, much tougher. The rest of 2020 is going to be in recession. So it's going to get really tough for the rest of this year. So you need to make those relationships now work to your advantage so that you can have customers in the future, in the short term, but also in the long term. There's a phrase that says, you plan for the worst and you hope for the best. Well, let's be absolutely clear. When we come out of COVID-19 lockdown, it's not going to be plain sailing. The rules and regulations that we work to are going to be a little bit complex. People's habits will have changed. People's buying habits will have changed. Their travel habits, the way they commute, the amount of time they commute, where they spend their time will have changed. So whatever your strategy is, make sure you have a plan B as well, and one that can actually make a difference if you implement it quickly. So you need to learn very quickly as you come out of this. Maximize every opportunity. COVID-19 has been quite a watershed for a lot of companies. We've seen a lot of companies go to the wall, mainly in the hospitality sector and in the clothes retail sector. Certainly a lot of companies have done very, very well online, and we can clearly name a few off the top of our head now. So how have you adapted to that? What are you going to do for the future to make sure you maximize that? It's absolutely critical that you get yourself organized now for post-COVID-19 lockdown, and that you're prepared for the storm that's going to continue throughout the rest of 2020. Earlier in this series, we looked at the social media and marketing matrix. We looked at how to cold call or prospect. We looked at how to revisit, review, and refocus your business. Look at financial preparedness. If you haven't looked at those, look at those again. If you haven't looked at those, look at them. If you have, look at them again, because there's stuff in there that's really, really useful for planning for tomorrow. I hope this has been useful. I hope it's made you think about what you need to do now to prepare for tomorrow. My name is John Fuggles. If you want to have a call with me, I'm more than happy to speak to you and see if I can help you. My details are at the end of this video. Thank you. What happens next? The rules on lockdown were pretty clear. I mean, yes, there were different rules for different countries, but it was pretty unambiguous, what you could and couldn't do. Agreed, some people's interpretation of what was allowed and what wasn't allowed perhaps wasn't quite in line with what the governments had in mind. But the reality of moving from lockdown back into an opening up of the rules becomes quite complex. In the UK, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales and England will all have different timings, different rules, different ways of approaching it. But in addition, if they start to see a pickup again of COVID-19 numbers, the government has said they will reimpose some rules potentially regionally. So a bit of yo-yoing, if you like. But that's the least that we need to worry about. Perhaps the biggest concern is the fact that we've had best part of 2 months now of people being locked down. That's a generally held opinion that that's something that's repeated for 2 months becomes habit. So is working from home habit, not commuting a habit? I accept there are whole swathes of industry, whole swathes of the economy that have continued to work or adapted themselves already. And I understand also that some industries are starting to go back to work. But people will not be rushing back to work. They'll be asking of their employer, perhaps, that they can commute at different times, perhaps work from home more often. For those who've been on busy commuter trains or certainly in central London on the underground, it's probably not a bad thing. But what does that mean for you as a company? What does that mean for you, particularly in the retail industry? Let's take a coffee shop in you know, just near to a residential area. It's probably going to be busy, but not hugely busy, as people adapt and change. And people are perhaps not that bothered about going to the coffee shop anymore. They probably they're socialising more at home. But in large commercial centres, possibly less. People won't be going to the office, say, in the City of London as much. And if they do, you know, their habits will have changed, perhaps. So how do you adapt to that? Habits aren't just about what we do, but they're also about how companies adapt and about how companies change their messaging and marketing. So what have you done to prepare yourselves for this? You know, the world is changing. Your customers are changing. Have you changed? Up until this point, there's been a number of things you can do. Have you segmented your customers and your suppliers? A few weeks ago, we talked about financial preparedness and segmenting customers into three groups and segmenting your suppliers into three groups. If you did that and then evaluated each of those groups, have you made those tough decisions? Have you invested the time in the customers that you see real long-term value in to get close to them, to build a relationship with them, even though you can't sell to them? Have you looked at your suppliers? Have you analysed the kind of relationship you want with those suppliers, and what does that mean? Have you been using social media to reach out to the customers that you can't engage with directly and sell to? Are you finding new customers by generating content? A couple of weeks ago, we looked at the content marketing matrix and what that means. Have you embraced that idea of understanding how to use different content to get different messages across? Are you engaging with your customers by telephone, not to sell to them, but just to let them know that you're still trading, you're still doing, and you still value their business? What are you doing about keeping in touch with your potential customers of the future and your current customers that you want still to be customers in the future? Are you investing time now to make sure that when the regulations do change, you can make the most of it? And when the doors finally open, when the shackles are taken off, whatever phrase you prefer to use, don't look at your cash flow, look at your cash forecasts, prepare for a slowdown in the market and prepare for recession. We are going to go into recession, if not already. But also people's buying habits will have changed. A lot of people will be living on a lower income, having been furloughed. Yes, they're spending less, but they've also got used to that. They've got used to spending less, and they perhaps now want to save a bit more money. Whereas people, you know, with debts had problems going into this, they probably have bigger problems now. So your customer base has changed. The first thing you might think of is, well, let's do some discounts. Let's run some campaigns. Let's get some customers through the door. My recommendation is hold your nerve, stay your nerve, stay steady, don't discount. You may want to run campaigns, you may want to run incentives, you may want to encourage people to come and see you, but that's all about building relationships. That's not just about taking money off the price. Be creative with your campaigns. Use marketing and advertising to reach out to people to build a dialogue. And what are you doing with the local social infrastructure? When people come into your shop and they say, what did you do during lockdown? Did you do anything to look after those around you? People will value that much more than they used to. It's going to get much tougher, much tougher. The rest of 2020 is going to be in recession. So it's going to get really tough for the rest of this year. So you need to make those relationships now work to your advantage so that you can have customers in the future, in the short term, but also in the long term. There's a phrase that says, you plan for the worst and you hope for the best. Well, let's be absolutely clear. When we come out of COVID-19 lockdown, it's not going to be plain sailing. The rules and regulations that we work to are going to be a little bit complex. People's habits will have changed. People's buying habits will have changed. Their travel habits, the way they commute, the amount of time they commute, where they spend their time will have changed. So whatever your strategy is, make sure you have a plan B as well, and one that can actually make a difference if you implement it quickly. So you need to learn very quickly as you come out of this. Maximize every opportunity. COVID-19 has been quite a watershed for a lot of companies. We've seen a lot of companies go to the wall, mainly in the hospitality sector and in the clothes retail sector. Certainly a lot of industries have done, a lot of companies have done very, very well online. And we can clearly name a few off the top of our head now. So how have you adapted to that? What are you going to do for the future to make sure you maximize that? It's absolutely critical that you get yourself organized now for post-COVID-19 lockdown, and that you're prepared for the storm that's going to continue throughout the rest of 2020. Earlier in this series, we looked at the social media and marketing matrix. We looked at how to cold call or prospect. We looked at how to revisit, review, and refocus your business. Look at financial preparedness. If you haven't looked at those, look at those again. If you haven't looked at those, look at them. If you have, look at them again, because there's stuff in there that's really, really useful for planning for tomorrow. I hope this has been useful. I hope it's made you think about what you need to do now to prepare for tomorrow. My name is John Fuggles. If you want to have a call with me, I'm more than happy to speak to you and see if I can help you. My details are at the end of this video. Thank you.